Title of our message on Christmas Day is A Refugee Christmas.
今天我们正道的题目呢是一个难民的圣诞。
Our text is Luke 2 verse 7, which reads, And she brought forth her firstborn son, wrapped him in swaddling cloths, laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the end.
圣经的经文呢是路加福音二章七节，玛利亚就生了头胎的儿子，用布包起来，放在马槽里，因为客店里没有地方。
Today this is a story sermon. I will tell you a story that will help you learn an important truth about Christmas.
今天呢这是一个故事型的讲道。 海尔牧师呢会讲一个故事呢，来帮助你来学习关于圣诞节的重要的真理。Pastor
Sam Havens was very, very tired.
Sam Havens 这位牧师呢，非常非常的疲乏。In
the past year, there had been some conflict in the church he served.
在过去的一年当中呢，在他服侍的教会出现了一些矛盾。People
were not working together the way they should be.
会众呢们呢没有像他们应该的那样的合一的一起的侍奉。As
the days on the calendar move closer to Christmas, Pastor Sam Havens did not know what to do.
这个圣诞节呢渐渐的临近了。 这个 Havens 牧师呢，面对如此的状况呢，他束手无策。He
prayed to God for help, and soon he was surprised how God answered his prayer.
他祷告祈求上帝的帮助，并且呢，不久呢，奇妙的是呢，上帝如何的回应了他的祷告。On
the 15th of December, his office phone rang, and the voice on the other end of the phone said, This is Susan from Immigration and Refugee Services.
在12月15号那天呢，办公室响起了电话的铃声，一个声音从另外一端传来呢，说我是Susan，是移民和难民服务处的。She
said, I'm calling to confirm the arrival of your adopted Vietnamese family on December the 20th.
他说呢，我要确认呢，与你们确认，有一位越南这个难民的家庭呢，将于20号将抵达。They
will arrive at your airport at 11:22 a.m.
他们呢将在这个早上11点22分呢，抵达这个机场。There
is one man, his young wife, and she is very close to giving birth to their first child.
是一位男士和他年轻的太太，并且他们第一个即将出生的孩子。Pastor
Havens didn't know what to say.
Havens 牧师呢，不知道该说什么。Are
you sure you've got the right church? He finally mumbled into the phone.
你确定这是确实是这个教会吗？他最终呢，他喃喃地说。
Is this St. Paul's church? She said.
对方说是不是圣保罗教堂?
He said, yes.
他说是的。
She continued, Sir, I have several pieces of written correspondence with a Mrs. Long, the chairman of your evangelism committee, and one letter as late as November 3.
对方呢继续说，先生，我有一些与你们宣道部龙女士往来通信的记录。那最后一次呢是11月3日。
Why he didn't tell the woman it was all a mistake? He didn't know.
他不知道他为什么没有告诉对方这是一个错误。
But he didn't.
但是他并没有这样做。
For 5 minutes after he hung up the phone, Pastor Sam Havens just sat in his chair in silent shock.
在他挂断电话后的5分钟, Havens 牧师坐在那里, 他震惊不已。
Then he made a phone call.
之后呢，他打了一个电话。
This arrival of the Vietnamese refugees was not a surprise to everybody in the church.
这个越南难民家庭的到来呢，并不是在教会中每一个人都感到惊奇的。
A few families in the church had been contacted by the committee chairman.
宣道部的主席呢，曾经呢咨询过教会的几个家庭。
But everybody just assumed she canceled the order when she resigned her position and quit attending St. Paul's Church.
但是呢，每个人呢，其实都认为呢，当这位主席呢辞去他的职务，并且离开圣保罗堂的时候呢，对于这个难民的家庭的认领呢，实际上已经取消了。
On Sunday evening, a church meeting was called to decide what to do.
星期天的晚上呢，教会召开了一个会议，来决定如何处理这件事情。
Nobody seemed too excited about a strange refugee family coming just before Christmas.
似乎呢，没有一个人呢，认为一个陌生的难民家庭在圣诞节前的几天的到来，没有人呢感到很激动。
Especially a family into which a new baby.Was almost ready to be born.
特别是呢，这个有一个即将出生孩子的新的家庭。
The church meeting went on for about an hour till finally said somebody said to Pastor Havens, Pastor Havens, what do you think?
那会议呢进行了一个多小时之后呢，终于有一位教友就问 Havens 牧师问他的想法。
The pastor stood silently to speak.
那牧师呢平静地站起来。
There's a lot about this situation I do not understand, he began.
关于这件事呢，很多的细节我不清楚，他开始说。
What I do know is this. Tomorrow, three human beings, one not yet born, through no fault of their own, will be arriving at our airport without food or clothing or friends or a place to live.
但是我知道呢，明天早上有三个人，当然其中还一位还没有出生，将要抵达我们的机场，他们没有食物，没有衣服，没有朋友，没有住处。
And the pastor paused for just a moment before concluding.
牧师呢停顿了一下在他最后的总结。
I intend to be at the airport tomorrow morning.I intend to be their friend. Do any of you plan to help?
他说我计划呢明天去机场，我要做他们的朋友。那你们中间有没有谁要帮助？
After a long time of complete silence, the room nearly exploded with excitement.
在一段静默之后呢，这个兴奋的气氛充满了整个的房间。
In the next 30 minutes, committees were formed to find food and clothing and housing.
之后的30分钟里边呢，成立了收集食物、衣服及安排住宿的各个委员会。
And to the surprise of everybody, a woman in her 70s, one of the pastor's chief critics, offered her house to the family.Until a permanent residence could be found.
那而且呢，最出人意外的是呢，有一位70多位的老姐妹，平常呢是对牧师批评最多的这个人之一。她愿意呢，在表示愿意在自己的家中呢收留这个家庭，直到他们找到他们固定的居住的地方。
Later that evening, Pastor Havens fell asleep, exhausted in his bed.Pleased with what had happened, but still anxious about what was to come.
那天晚上呢 ，Havens 牧师呢，精疲力竭地倒在了床上。他对所发生的一切呢，感到非常的满意。然而呢，对所要发生的事情，接下来的事情，他还是有一些焦虑。
The next 5 days were very hectic.
那接下来的五天呢，教会呢是异常的繁忙。
The church office phone rang off the hook.
教会办公室的电话响个不停。
People offered food and clothing and transportation.
人们呢愿意提供食物，愿意提供衣物以及交通的便利。
On Tuesday, an apartment was found that needed fixing, and several volunteers stepped forward to begin the repairs.
周二呢，找到了一个需要一些整修的一个公寓。那几个义工呢，立即了就开始了维修的工作。
On Wednesday, a pickup truck pulled into the church parking lot, filled with used but good furniture.
周三呢，有一辆装满这个二手的，但是质量非常好的家具的这个皮卡车呢，开进了教会的停车场。
On Thursday, a Vietnamese translator was found.
到周四呢，找到了一位会越南语的翻译。
At last, people will not have to use hand gestures just to communicate.
至少呢，大家不再不会需要用手势来进行交流。
In all of this activity in the church, Pastor Havens noticed a strange but wonderful thing.
在这所有的这些行动当中呢 ，Havens 牧师呢注意到了有一个。非常奇怪，但是很美好的一个情况。
Side by side on work crews, people labored together, who for a long time had been in conflict on church issues.
那些呢，很长时间在教会的事务中互相有矛盾的教友呢，他们在一起并肩的工作。
Very late the night before Christmas.Pastor Havens fell exhausted into his bed, exhausted but happy.
圣诞节的前一天的深夜 ，Havens 牧师呢倒在了床上，他疲惫不堪，但是虽疲惫不堪，但是他非常的开心。
But then he suddenly realized, oh no, he had not yet prepared the Christmas sermon.
之后呢，他突然意识到，他还没有为第二天的圣诞节的聚会做准备，他的讲道的准备。
But he fell asleep, asking God to give him the words that he needed for the next morning's service.
所以牧师呢，在祈求上帝在第二天早上的敬拜中给他当说的话，这个当中呢，他进入了梦乡。
The next morning, the congregation was excited.
第二天早上呢，教友们都非常的兴奋。
People who ordinarily sat quiet in the pews were talking to each other with great excitement.
平时安静的坐在这个座位上的那些人们呢，在开始在过道里边，在座位上互相的交谈。
Then, the entire church grew silent.
之后呢，突然全教会呢都安静下来了。
Not because the service had begun.
这并不是因为这个聚会将要开始。
But because two foreign-looking people, the man wearing a brand new suit of clothes and the wife dressed in maternity clothes, led by a smiling 70-year-old woman, walked down the center aisle and sat in the front pew.
这安静呢，是因为有两位外国长相的人呢，男士呢穿着崭新的西装，和他穿着。这个孕妇装的年轻的太太，在一位笑容满面的70多岁的姐妹的带领之下，从中间的过道走向了这个第一排的座位。
The newcomers and the 70-year-old woman sat in the pew right in front of the pulpit.
所以这两个这个新来的人呢，和这位女士呢，就坐在了。这个讲道台的前面的第一排的座位上。
And when the singing began, the building nearly shook with the singing.
当聚会开始的时候呢，教会内的歌声非常的嘹亮。
No one could remember such an enthusiastic display of worship.
没人记得像这样热烈的这种敬拜在什么时候发生过。
Pastor Havens was smiling up to the very point of preaching the sermon.
Havens 牧师的脸上一直挂着笑容，直到他要到讲道的时候。
the sermon, still unprepared, was next.
那接下来呢，是他仍然没有准备的正道。
But as he walked into the pulpit, it was amazing how calm he felt.
当他走上啊，走向这个讲道台的时候呢，啊，他如此的平静。
He read the Christmas story from Luke chapter 2, and then he looked out at all of his people.
他宣读了路加福音二章这个圣诞的故事之后呢，他看着所有的会众。
Dear friends, he said, a lot has happened in this church in the last few days.
亲爱的朋友们，在过去的这几天呢，教会呢发生了很多的事情。
In a way,It is very much like that first Christmas.
在某种程度上呢，很像第一个圣诞节。
When a room was found for our Lord and his parents, when they were all refugees with no place to stay.
在我们的主出生的那个夜晚，为他找到了一个房间，他和他的家庭是啊，可以说是难民的状态，在那个夜晚。
Many things have happened to our church this week.That have helped me listen to this Bible story in a whole new way.
在这个星期呢，我们教会发生的很多的事情，帮助我听到啊这个圣经的故事的时候呢，有新的不一样的感觉感受。
Do you feel that way too?
你们是否也有同样的感受呢
？And many heads nodded in response.
很多的人呢点头表示赞同。
We must not think that this Christmas is more meaningful because suddenly we have become a generous people.
我们不要认为这个圣诞呢啊比其他的圣诞更有意义，因为我们突然成了很慷慨的人。
But that is what many people think Christmas is all about.
当然呢，这是很多人对圣诞信息的理解。
Try a little harder.
再努力一点。
Love a little more.
再爱多一点。
But that's not the Christmas message.
但是这并不是圣诞节的信息。
The Christmas message is about reconciliation.
圣诞的信息是关于和好。
At Christmas time, God has broken into our sin-filled world.
在圣诞，上帝进入我们满是充满了罪的世界。
He came down to break down the barriers that separate us from one another and that separate us from Him.
他来是要摧毁啊，使我们与他以及与别人分隔的这个壁垒。
Left to our own sinful ways, we would remain a divided and separated people.
走我们自己有罪的路。我们仍然是彼此分离的人。
Left to our own so-called goodness, we would be lost.
靠我们自己所谓的良善，我们会失迷。
But God has broken into our lives, just like He broke into the lives of others some 2,000 years ago.
但是上帝进入到我们的生命当中，就像他进入到2000多年前当时的人们的生命当中。
Through young Mother Mary and Father Joseph and the baby Jesus, God has brought the gift of reconciliation to all mankind.
借着年轻的母亲玛利亚、父亲约瑟和他们的婴孩耶稣，上帝带给人类和好的礼物。
In that Bethlehem manger,The mother did not just lay a tiny little baby.
在那伯利恒的马槽当中呢，母亲玛利亚放下的不仅仅是一个幼小的婴孩。
But she laid in that manger the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, the one who would come to lay down his life for the sin and the rebellion and the divisions of the world.
而是万王之王，万主之主，他将成为为罪、背叛及世界的分割献出生命。
And through his death on the cross and his rising from the grave, he would bring to all people the gift of reconciliation.
借着他在十字架上的死和他的复活， 他要带给我们和好的礼物。
With the arrival of this refugee family, as he gestured to the guests in the front pew, God has interrupted our plans and our divisions, and he has brought us together.
与这个难民家庭到来一起，他指着第一排的客人，上帝中断了我们的计划和我们的分裂，并且使我们合而为一。
Through the coming of this family, God has reconciled us.
通过这个难民家庭的到来，上帝使我们和好。
And that is what the coming of Jesus is all about.
这是耶稣到来的目的。
He has forgiven our sins.
他赦免我们的罪。
He has made us a family.
他使我们成为一家人。
He has given us a new vision of what it means to be the church.
他给我们新的教会的意象。
And it is all his doing.
这些都是他的作为。
Pastor Havens stopped preaching.
黑文牧师呢，停顿了下来。
He looked out at his people for a moment.Of extended silence.
他看着会众呢，沉默了片刻。
And his expression said it clearly.
他的表情呢，表示得非常的清楚。
He loved them.
他爱他们。
And then he concluded, God bless you all. Blessed Christmas.To us all.
之后呢，他总结说：“上帝祝福你们，祝大家圣诞快乐。”
After the final hymn, Pastor Havens walked to the door to greet the people.
最后的结束诗歌之后呢，黑文牧师呢走到了门口，与大家互相的问候。
When the long line had finally passed, he walked back up to get his Bible from the pulpit.
当长长的队伍渐渐的过去呢。他回到讲道台呢，要取他的圣经。
And there with the newcomers was their 70-year-old hostess.
那里呢，这个新的家庭和接待他们的这个70多岁的这个姐妹在那个地方。
She quietly took Pastor Havens aside and whispered something in his ear he would never thought she would ever say.
那70多岁的姐妹呢，安静地将 Havens 牧师呢拉到了一边，小声地向他说了什么。他说的话呢，是牧师从来没有想到他会说的话。
She whispered in his ear.
他轻声地在他耳边低语着。
Thank you for being my pastor.
谢谢你，谢谢你做我的牧师。
The interpreter stood with the two, soon to be three new members of St. Paul's Church.
一个翻译呢，与这个两位实际上就要第三位即将降生的这个成员呢在一起。
The interpreter said, "The family has been practicing a greeting in English."
翻译说呢，说他们呢正在练习用英文向人打招呼。
With this, the young couple stepped forward and bowed in front of the pastor and spoke slowly in unison.
年轻的夫妇呢，走向前来，向牧师慢慢鞠躬，并且慢慢的一起说
Merry Christmas.
圣诞快乐
God bless you.
上帝祝福你
Thank you for giving us a home.
谢谢给我们有一个家。
And though he could not remember the last time he cried in the presence of another person,
他虽然不记得最后一次他在别人面前落泪，
tears now freely came down Pastor Haven's cheeks.
现在呢，这个 Havens 牧师的眼泪落了下来。
And after he dried his eyes and cleared his throat, he said,
擦干了泪水，清了清他的喉咙，他说
Please tell these dear people that we thank them also.
请告诉这些可爱的人，我们也谢谢他们。
We have given them a home.
我们给了他们一个家。
And they have given us a Christmas.
但是他们给了我们一个圣诞节。
God bless your Christmas 2017 in the name of Jesus. Amen.
上帝祝福你们这2017年圣诞节，奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。